Well, we still deal with miles per hour over here. I think the kids are starting to use a bit more kilometers. But in general, all the signposts, all the speed limits, all in miles per hour. And I'd say 90% of people use miles per hour. You deal in Fahrenheit, don't you? But we deal in centigrade, which you find a little bit easier, to be honest, because zero is freezing and 100 is boiling. So it's quite simple. I could never understand Fahrenheit. But measurements, we used to be imperial and now we're metricated, which I find a little bit easier, to be honest, rather than saying an inch and 3/8 and an inch and 1/1000th and all that. You can say it's 21 mil, 22 mil, 23 mil, because a millimeter is so small. You can deal to the nearest mil, which makes it a little bit easier. So, or centimeters is another one as well. So millimeters or centimeters makes no difference. You just add or take away a zero. So, but when I was doing my mechanics when I left school many years ago, it was all in inches, feet in inches, but everything's metricated now, and I tend to deal with metric now. It just seems a little bit easier than, and all our spanners, if we're working on the cars and everything's metricated. Majority of spanner sizes on cars are a 10 mil, a 13 mil, and a 17 mil. So I think over the years where I've done the mechanics, I've got so used to metric now. But yeah, miles per hour is still here. Everything's in miles per hour.
Go back, I guess, to the early 1980s. Everyone was thinking that it would radically change everything. And, really it wouldn't. Because, okay, I gotta go from measuring bolts and bolt sizes and nut sizes and wrench sizes from British to metric. But then again, that's no big deal. Because take any fractional, any British measurement, there's a metric spanner that's very, very close. Let's see, like if I 12 millimeters, I guess, is close enough to half an inch. 7 or 8 millimeters, well, let's see. A quarter inch is a strange one. That might be a half size. That might be like 6.5 millimeters. But there's almost always a corresponding size. And once you've used them enough, it's not as though you really, it's not going to be that big a mental transition. So it wouldn't have affected all industries in this country the way people thought it would. Oh yeah, they'll have us driving and measuring temperature in Celsius on the local weather, and they'll have us driving and put all the signposts in kilometers. Hell, they'll have us driving down the wrong side of the road next time, No, but it wasn't going to be that disruptive a change. Yeah, and as far as the other thing is measure everything in grams and kilograms, at least for trade and importing and trade, if you want to open up your 50-kilogram barrel of whatever it is in the supermarket and measure it out in pounds, you can still do that. So it wasn't going to be as radical a change as people thought. Now, Fahrenheit I actually like. I'll tell you why, because Fahrenheit's more precise. There's 180 degrees between freezing and boiling instead of 100. But, plus, I guess, what we're used to. But, yeah, it wouldn't have been that big a change.
Yeah, I think when I was young, they were still using Fahrenheit, but then they gradually went over to centigrade. But I think the biggest thing was the weights. I was used to pounds and ounces, and that's all been metricated now, and it's just a total nightmare. But that was because of the EU. We had to start weighing things differently, and but now we're out of the EU. Hip hip hooray! We can maybe start getting back to normality and weighing things the way we used to, but. I say we're out of the EU. We're physically out of the EU, but unfortunately, the trades. We had 12 months to do the trades from around the world, but now with this all going on, it's going to be put on hold a little bit. But the main part's done. We're out of the EU, which all the British. Well, I say all the British. It was 51%. of British wanting to leave the EU. So me being one of them, I'm quite happy. Quite happy now. It started turning into a Looney Tune dictatorship, to be honest. So I'm glad we're out. And we can't be told what to do by a bunch of other countries who we pay billions and billions or trillions of pounds into every year. But then again, that's another story. all these countries have all got their problems, I guess. But that was one of ours, and luckily we've got rid of that. But there you go. Yeah, miles per hour. These kilometres, I just don't understand. My sister lives in France, and that's all kilometres per hour. And oh, I don't know. I just think. I just think I'm just hoping they stick with miles per hour. It just makes sense to me. I know all the speed limits, and that's the main thing. Anyway, I'm gonna say 7-3 to you both. I'm gonna go and do a few little bits and pieces. I'll catch up with you in about 10-15 minutes, Wayne. I'll give you a call, and it's quite a nice chat on here this afternoon. I'm glad I popped on. I don't think I've been on 6-10 for a few months, so good to catch up with everyone, and nice to see Echo Link working well. The busy bots at the internet are keeping things going, which is nice. I have noticed that they announced over here that they're going to be reducing the bandwidth on Netflix and YouTube and whatever else. So you could still watch it, but they're going to reduce the bandwidth because all the schools and everything are closed over here now. So all the kids are on there playing their Fortnite and whatever else. And, you know, won't be long before it all just grounds to a halt. So I know these big companies are reducing their bandwidth. So 7-3, thanks for the chat. And I'll speak to you all soon from M0TFO. Back around to you, Wayne.
Okay, Rob. Good to get to hear you in here, and glad we got to have a little bit of a round table going. It's always nice, as Dave says. As Dave would say, you know, it's good to use the machine and use it well. Enjoy it. Keep it hopping, keep it active, you know. Yeah, I'm glad we all got to get together, you know, made some new friends, and it's all good. But yeah, I'll let you go, and I'll let the other feller put a ribbon on it, and I'll say 73s to all who's listening from Kilo Golf 4, my uniform Kilo.
73s to you. How does one patch an Echo Link on this thing anyway? I know it can be done from a computer or an iPhone app. Is there a way to, is there a DTMF gateway or something to get... I gotta read up on Echo Link. That's a question for another time. All right, well, yeah, I got things to do around here, which I'm not gonna get done anyway, but, it was nice talking to you all. KD2BNG, I'll be clear.
Yeah, 7-3s. And, yeah, there is a way to get in, I think, DTMF, I think maybe if you go to their website, they might have a list of the DTMF codes, but, I know it's slightly different. See, I think you still call it the pound sign over there, don't you? Which is like the hash, we call it the hash sign, but, I know it's that. And the star button, I can't remember if it's two stars to get you connected or get you a status, and then put the number in. But yeah, there's a list on the website of the access codes, DTMF access codes for the Echo Link, and I just use the app, and it's really good, actually. Connects really well, and the audio quality is not too bad. I have tried going in via RF. I run an Echo Link node myself, which is down at the moment, but I've tried going in RF into my node and then back into the system, back into this repeater, but it's a few too many bottlenecks then, it starts dropping out and things, so I find just the phone is the easiest method. Anyway, 7-3s, all the best, and keep safe, and I'll speak to you soon. M0TFO now going QRT. Bye-bye.